As 2020 gets underway and Operation Transformation is once again on our screens, our thoughts turn to diet and healthy eating. But a recent study has found that Ireland has one of the highest rates of obesity in Europe, with 1 in 4 adults now classed as obese and 1 in 4 children already overweight. Professor Carel Le Roux, obesity physician at St Vincent's Hospital and spokesperson for IRSPEM, the Irish Society for Clinical Nutrition and Metabolism, spoke with George Mulcahy this week on Lifeline about obesity and our attitudes to it. Professor Le Roux began by defining exactly what is meant when we speak of obesity.
So obesity is defined as a condition that have too much fat cells that causes a disease. And I think this is where the definition is very helpful, why we should not stigmatize people with obesity, because it's not only about body weight, but it's actually about the disease that follows as a complication. But also now we understand that obesity is caused by a part of the brain that we do not have control over. So we can genuinely say to people, it's not your fault, but it is your responsibility to find a treatment that works.
You say it's the cause of it is a part of the brain that you've got no control over. When people are trying to get over this condition, and when they're trying to get their lives back together again, develop healthy diets and that kind of thing, does this mean that this part of the brain has to be rewired?
So we cannot rewire the hypothalamus, which is the middle part of the brain, but we can control it in the long term. So what we need to do is send a stronger signal from the gut to the brain when we eat food or by using medication or even surgical treatment to allow people to feel less hungry and more satisfied. And that's the reason, again, why people need to understand that they have a responsibility to treat the disease, but they should not beat themselves up, because unfortunately, then they don't come and seek help. So we want to change the narrative from the treatment is to eat less and to move more, to what people should do is seek help from their healthcare professionals so that we can have a long-term solution.
Just to be clear, is obesity a condition or is it a disease?
Very good question and very controversial. The World Health Organization declares obesity a disease, but many other organizations actually think of this as a condition.
Okay.
Now, in Ireland, our Department of Health has declared obesity a disease. Unfortunately, just because we say it is a disease does not mean we treat it like a disease. And that's what we are advocating for. This is just another disease similar to high blood pressure or high cholesterol. And what we need to do is use the best diets or sometimes medication, sometimes even surgery, to treat the disease effectively. In many patients, diet may be enough. But many more, it is not good enough. And that's why we need to control this disease as we do with any other chronic disease.
Now, as far as statistics are concerned, Professor Le Roux, how many people here in Ireland would you clinically define as obese? Or do we have any numbers, even a round number, perhaps, this morning?
So 1 in every 4 people in Ireland have the disease of obesity. So that means more than 1 million people currently have this disease. Unfortunately, we are treating only a handful at the moment. And the reason is that people who have the disease of obesity do not go to their doctors and ask them for help. Or even if they go to the doctors, very often the doctors don't treat this like a disease. They don't diagnose it, they don't schedule follow-up appointments, they don't start treatments or make referrals. And that's what we are advocating that needs to change.
Do we know why some people become obese and some people don't, Professor Le Roux? Is it environmental, genetic, or perhaps a mix of both?
Yeah. What we understand is that obesity is inherited.
Okay.
And very often that's why we see that it runs in families. Now, it is also true that if you have the disease of obesity, but you live in a period of starvation, then you will not be able to treat this disease effectively. So what we need to do is to work out how we can help the environment to optimize the treatment. I think that's the new science that's really helping us.
How do we Irish view the disease or the condition? Are we dismissive? Are we sympathetic?
Unfortunately, we are no different than most other populations in the world. And we blame people who have this disease, and we think that they are lazy and they are greedy. And unfortunately, this also then turns into self-stigmatization. So even people who have the disease think it is their fault. They think it's their job to make this better. And of course, they don't have the tools. So if you have very high blood pressure, you would not blame yourself. You would go to the doctor and say, please help me. Because we don't stigmatize people with high blood pressure. And that's all that we're asking for, that obesity should be considered in the same way as we do for high blood pressure or high cholesterol.
Can you tell us about some of the medical conditions that might occur as a result of having this condition or disease, Professor LaRue? Because you may be obese, that might be bad enough, but there may be conditions that run through as direct, as a direct consequence, rather, of having obesity or being obese. Would that be right or fair to say?
Absolutely. And that's the reason why prevention is always better than cure. So we want to prevent people who are normal weight to become overweight or obese. But also, once people have the disease of obesity, we want to prevent the complications. And the most important complications include cancer, also heart attacks, and of course, type 2 diabetes. And we now have evidence that if we treat the disease of obesity effectively, we can prevent all of those complications. And those complications is what takes a huge amount of money from our health service. So if we can have patients not develop the complications, not only do we make their own quality of lives better, but we also save the health system a vast amount of money in the long term.
Can you tell us about some of the treatments that are available here in Ireland, and do they work?
So we have diet approaches, medication, and surgical treatments. Unfortunately, none of these can be prescribed or are reimbursed on the HSE in sufficient amounts. So what we are advocating is that there are more treatment centers that can help people with the disease of obesity, but also that we will have new medications that will be reimbursed, provided the medications are cost-effective, meaning that it is it costs a smaller amount of money than the complications may cost. So that's how we work out the risk and benefit ratio. Now, when it comes to diet approaches, there's lots of good diets out there. Unfortunately, we don't have a blood test or a questionnaire that can tell you which diet you should have, but we can start these diets, and within 3 months, we can determine how successful they are. And that's an important point, because if the treatment does not work, it doesn't mean that you're a bad person or that you've not got enough willpower. It merely means that the biology has not been optimal in this sense. And that's why we can change and change to the next treatment.
How important is it, Professor LaRue, that we develop good eating habits in young people, even those we might class as being preschool? Two, 3-year-olds.
Very important, and especially in young children that are normal weight. So if we have a child who is normal weight, we need to prevent the disease of obesity by increasing the quality of the food as well as exercise. Unfortunately, if a child already has obesity, then asking that child to eat less and move more is not successful. And what we then have to do is work out what treatment options we can use for the child that already have obesity. And we are very limited. We don't have very good diet approaches, medication, or surgical treatments for children. And we are always more cautious when we treat young people. So preventing obesity is very important. But we must differentiate. You can only prevent a disease if you don't have it already. So prevention is around people who are normal weight or children that are normal weight. That's where we need to spend our effort. But we should spend equal amount of effort on those people or those young children who already have the disease. But the approaches are very different.
And our thanks to George Mulcahy for that piece.